بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. Brother Suhail is here to answer our questions. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, dear viewers. Thank you, brother.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Brother Suhail, nobody has a clear picture of what happens after death. There are some ayahs in the Holy Quran, some ahadith, but as long as you are put in the grave, it is believed that two angels called Nakir al-Munkar come to you, ask some questions. Is it true? Is it documented?
So we have some tradition that explain this questioning. For example, in Bihar al-Anwar, Imam Jafar Sadiq is quoted to have said that not among our followers, yani Shias, is one who denies three things: the ascension to heavens, the questioning in the grave, and the intercession. You see? So, regarding the questioning to the grave, it has been reported that two angels, Munkir and Nakir, come in a terrifying form. Here I would like to say that this terrifying form is normally used for someone who does not have any preparation when he dies. So they say that Munkir and Nakir, if you do a bit of research, they are just normal angels that come to you and ask questions. But because you have made yourself polluted with shaitanic desires in this world and the way you left this world without repenting, without anything, so that kind envisions you to view them as something bad or something evil. It's because of your own deeds. For here we see that their voice is like a thunder, their eyes like lightning. They will ask the dead person, who is your God, who is your prophet, what is your religion, and other questions. And since the answers under those conditions are very difficult, people are not able to answer them. But at the same time, if they had good deeds in those times when they asked, they come in a form of a word and they start helping him in saying those words. And the other place is that after the deceased person is put into the grave and buried, it is recommended. So here we are now talking about talqeen.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a tradition that talqeen should be recited two times.
The death recitation, you know, the formula which is written, yeah, recited when the person is deceased.
The deceased person is down where he's supposed to also shake while
reading the body.
The recitation, where the question and answers are supposed to help the dead person listen and be able to reply, have the courage to reply to those questions that are down. While the other place is after everyone has left, the family member or the mulaqin, the one who is going to do talqeen, he comes again and recites talqeen again over the grave, whether it's a close relative or what. And so this is a recommended act of which it can be used to remind the person who is dead to know the answers to those questions. Where Munkir and Nakir, Munkir will say to Nakir, according to some traditions, let us go back, for they have taught him talqeen of evidence, and he needs no questioning, whereupon they both leave. So talqin is being recited. The answer is also been given through talqin. If the believer enters the grave, prayer come at his right, zakat come at his left, as kindness and benevolence look on. As for perseverance, it will stand aside. When both angels, Munkir and Nakir, will come to question Munkir and Nakir, perseverance will address prayer and zakat and kindness. Help your fellow, meaning deceased person, and if you cannot, I am ready also. So you'll find this kind of acts and deeds that we have done in this world will come as a support and guidance over there. Where out of them we have a separate narration as well, then we'll have one specific word or light that will come to help. That is the light of wilaya and guidance, like the wilaya of Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam, that would also be there as a guide.
Also believing Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the shafa of Imam al-Hussein,
yeah,
will help, will be very much helpful. What kind of questions will be asked? Is it about the beliefs or taqadat or something?
So we have certain questions that it will, you would be asked. For example, of the questions that are very much asked is who is your Lord, who is your Prophet, what is your book, religion, what did you do with your age, time, zaman that you are given? And these kind of questions normally are also there available in talqin. So those questions are also easily available for everyone who wants to know all the questions and the answers to them as well. They can refer to that as well.
That's all
apart
right.
From the questions that we have stated here.
Thank you much, Sheikh. Let's take a break, and after our break, I will get to the next question for today's episode.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. You are listening to Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. We talked about the questioning angels, Nakir and Munkar, who will ask questions in the grave. What are the quality of questions and what would be the answers? For the second part, we want to talk about the most helpful ayah of the Holy Quran that gives hope to the people. What is that ayah?
So here we have, again, a tradition from from the Masumin alayhi salam. And soon your Lord will grant you and you shall be well pleased. This is one of the verses of Surah Duha, verse number 5, that says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. So this is the most hopeful verse. And why do I say that? Is because this is also found in the narrations that Amirul Mumin does state this. So this says that your Lord will grant you so much so that you shall be well pleased. That is, in the world he will win over his enemies. Like he's telling the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that he'll win over his enemies, and Islam will spread all over the world, and in the next world, he will be granted the greatest of rewards. Undoubtedly, the Holy Prophet, as the last prophet and guide to all mankind, is not content with his own salvation alone. Certainly, he will be pleased and satisfied when his intercessions, tawassul, for his followers is also accepted. And that's when, after him being able to do tawassul on behalf of his ummah, Allah will ask him, are you satisfied? And this is where this verse of well-pleased verse number 5, and soon your Lord will grant you and you shall be well-pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it is with the intercession that would take place, the Holy Prophet will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have, there's a tradition from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, from his father till it reaches Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam, which says that the Holy Messenger of Allah said, on doomsday I will stay in a state of intercession and intercede for the sinners of my community so much so that Allah will say, Did you become satisfied, Ya Muhammad? And twice I will reply in positive. Then Amirul Mumin alayhi salam addressed a group of citizens of Kufa, a city in Iraq, and added, Do you believe that the most hopeful verse of the Holy Quran is, Say, O my servants who have transgressed against their souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah. This group said yes. Then Amirul Mumin said, But we, the household of the Prophet Ahl Bayt, say that the most hopeful verse of the Holy Quran is this that I have stated, Surah Dhuha, verse number 5, and you shall be well pleased. So this is the verse, and it has more traditions related to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
What kind of hope is that?
What kind of hope?
So hope in the future, hope in the good resurrection, finding salvation.
If you want to take the literal meaning, and soon your Lord will grant you, meaning Muhammad, and you shall be well pleased. Knowing that the Holy Prophet has the capacity of intercession,
of which
he will intercede for us, and Allah is confirming that he will be, like the Prophet will be pleased.
Mm-hmm.
So it means like when the Prophet is doing intercession, he won't leave the Ummah behind to stay for the hellfire or to stay to be damned or so. So when this is there, it gives you hope that with this that I have sinned, I have asked for forgiveness, but still I have another tool to guide me in the hereafter, and that is the intercession of the Holy Prophet in case if my repentance does not reach the stage where all my sins have been forgiven. This is one of the reasons to say that this hope is one of the best hopes, or the verse of hope in the Holy Quran.
That's all right. But the hope that here we are talking about, for sure, well, we have to see that always being pleased means to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you as a mu'min, isn't it? As
yes.
a believer. So Allah is pleased, you are pleased when Allah is pleased, okay? So it shows us that we should not depend mostly on the fake hopes. The people today, you know, the fake hope or the fake trust that they have, tawakkul.
Yeah.
Also, the concept of tawakkul is very much helpful over here.
Yeah, so at the same time, we come to realize that even though this is a very hopeful verse, a normal human being wouldn't go and sin more because of this hope.
That's right.
You see, that is one way to look at it. The other way is that to look what is opposite of hope is to lose hope.
Yes, hopeless, to be hopeless.
Yeah, to be hopeless.
Yes.
Of which being hopeless in Islam is one of the greatest sins.
Yes.
You see, so that removes you away from this sin.
Okay.
At the same time, it gives you an essence of understanding how your Lord is and how great He gives you.
Yes.
You see? And from there, that's when you realize that, okay, Allah is the giver. He gives in lot. And also He has provided us with ways of how we can overcome our sins and repent Him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of hope. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي
دين وحسنا.